Sinead Niulacan is out in Dublin City Centre. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray. Benachti o chahar o hachlia. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're off to see a public interactive art installation, no less. Ooh, very posh.
I certainly am, yes. But it actually sounds like something from Doctor Who or Alana, the girl from tomorrow, because this is a portal that I'm going to see today, a portal that will be opening or launching officially this evening at about 4:15, and I hope to be there when it is unveiled. A portal, you ask? Well, it's going to connect Dublin City Centre to New York. And how to describe it? I've seen photos of it. I walked past it. I did a recce earlier on, Ray, and it was covered in blue tarp, mm-hmm. and they had barriers around it, and there were a few members of An Garda Síochána guarding it as well.
Yes.
So I haven't seen it in the flesh just yet, but I have seen photos online, and it's a big structure. It's about 3.5 meters tall and 3.5 meters wide.
It's a circle.
And about it's a circle, yeah. Exactly, yes. And there's a big screen in the centre.
Yeah.
And basically, on that screen, we will have a live stream of what is happening in a location in New York City where they will have a replica of the portal that we will have in Dublin.
Uh-huh.
Imagine.
And they're calling it a portal. Now, that won't last for long because, you know, the very smart, creative people of Dublin will come up with an alternative name. Like, you
know, floozy in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, what you know, it's the Big Apple. And yeah. This is like an eye. So there's something there, is it? The apple of my eye, the eye
there's
into the apple.
I
don't know. I don't know. I heard the man on Morning Ireland, Sinead, and it sounds like mm-hmm. a brilliant idea. It's so brilliant and so simple. So there's a camera on in New York by the Flatiron building 24 hours a day. And there's a camera on in Dublin City Centre just off of Collins Street 24 hours a day. You know, the camera sees in Dublin is projected onto the screen in New York, and what the camera sees in New York is projected back to Dublin, which means, and this is the exciting thing, because we're going to try and do it live if everything goes according to plan.
Yes.
So we're, go on.
Yeah, so I'm about to meet a woman. Her name is Derry Flood, and she lives here in Dublin, but her daughter, Adi, lives in New York. So we're going to try and get Derry to be at the portal at 4:15 here on North Earl Street,
yes.
in the middle of Dublin City Centre.
Yeah.
And hopefully her daughter, Adi, I know there's a bit of a time difference between Dublin and New York, hopefully she'll be up and about at 11:15 New York time, and she'll be at the portal there by the Flatiron building, so that they'll be able to see each other in the screen and maybe give each other a little bit of a wave.
Now people might say, why can't they just ring each other? And I would say to them, no, this is special, this is different, it's public, it's big, it's large, it's art, it's I think this is really exciting.
And this portal is installed and it's facing O'Connell Street, so it'll capture a view of the GPO and the spire, and God knows what else is standing behind or is behind the person who is standing in front of the portal.
Yes.
So you get a flavour of what's happening in real time as well. I know that there are WhatsApp calls and iMessages and whatnot, but there's something amazing about this because as I said, the structure as well, it's so big, 3.4 metres high, 3.4 metres wide. And can you imagine there are so many people
sure,
from
already
this country in America.
After I heard it on Morning Ireland, I was saying to Jenny, because I've a brother and a sister in New York, and I was saying we should arrange someday that we'd go into town and they'd go to there and just, you know, like, and I know that it just would be exciting, and then you'd have the photographs and just something special about it. I think it's a brilliant idea. So
can you imagine the reels and the TikToks that are going to be made? People who will be in Dublin and then next thing there's a transition and all of a sudden they're in New York looking at Dublin. I can see it already.
Yes.
The viral hits.
The gawk at New York. The gawk at New York.
Oh, the gawk. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, the whole
New York.
The whole beside the pole.
New York accent.
The whole beside the pole.
yeah, fair enough.
Come on, lads, you can do better than that. So, but that poll, it's like that was good. So it's a portal that links Dublin to New York. And the man on the radio this morning was saying that there's only a couple of these in the world. So it's, mm-hmm. it's a real privilege that we have one here in Dublin. So
there's one in Lithuania and it's connected to Poland.
Right,
so, there are a few of them in Europe,
Now, Sinead, have you told him that we're off air at 4:30?
I have. So hopefully all going according to plan. We'll be live at 4:15 with Derry, with AD. And we're going to be talking to somebody else as well. His name is Nicholas and he works for Portals, the group who have come up with the whole concept.
Yes.
And who have designed these structures. Here's hoping, but look.
Fingers crossed.
That's the beauty of live radio, isn't it, Ray?
You
never know what's going to happen.
It could become one of the biggest tourist attractions in the country. It could well become. And with that in mind, you were asking the people that you met today what?
I asked them what their favourite landmark in Ireland is. Is it the Rocket Castle, the Blasket Islands? What is it exactly? I went out and about in Dublin city centre, close enough to where the portal is, and the first person I met was Maggie.
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
In Dublin.
I love, yeah.
What is it about the place?
It's just beautiful gardens and it's historic. And it's just a beautiful setting. And they also, they have lovely markets in it, you know, the weekends and things, but it's a beautiful park as well.
How do you feel when you go there?
It's like far from the maddening crowd. It's a lovely escape from the city.
Thanks, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to St. Patrick's Cathedral?
I have, of course, yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah. Because this made me think when I was listening to people talking about their favourite landmarks, I was trying to tick off on my list all the places where I had been, and I haven't been to all the places. We'll hear about them a little bit later on. I haven't been to the place where Jackie suggested.
Well, there's many to pick from, but my favourite is the Giant's Causeway, and I don't think it gets mentioned enough, and it's absolutely spectacular. The whole of Northern of Ireland is absolutely beautiful.
The stone formation is out of this world.
Oh, it's like, I know there's loads of legends around it, but to see it is just absolutely phenomenal. And we also went to the little bridge beside it where you walk across the bridge, the rope bridge, and that's also absolutely fantastic as well.
Do you have any plans to go there anytime soon?
I think we want to bring my niece and nephew, so hopefully maybe for the summer. If not this year, then definitely next year, because I think it'll blow their minds.
You've never been to the Giant's Causeway and Carrickmacross Bridge?
Never. Yeah. No, and I have to put that on the bucket list now. What about yourself?
I have been there, yes. I was talking to somebody during the week and they were saying they were underwhelmed by the Giant's Causeway. I wasn't underwhelmed at all. I was in awe of it. And then the little Carrickmacross Bridge, the rope bridge was lovely as well. It's between the coast and a stack. I think that's what they call them, a sea stack. And that's pretty impressive as well. Not if you're afraid of heights. You have to go to the Giant's Causeway. Wesley is next.
Well, my favourite is Rathlin Island because it's so relaxing and we go over nearly every weekend. It's a holiday home and see the seals lying in front of the house. Beautiful. And the puffins. The puffins come every year to Rathlin Island on the 26th of March every year except a leap year, and they're a day late because of the leap year.
And 2024 is a leap year?
Yes, they were a day late. It's a beautiful wee island.
Rathlin Island.
Another one for the bucket
of Antrim. Yeah, well, you can do up there, up along the coastline. Cushendun, Cushendall. I've said this before, but I'll just say it to you. When you're driving up along the coast, there's a big sign that says you are now entering a place of outstanding beauty. Just in case you don't know. the sign tells you.
You might as well put a sign up. Yeah. So okay, the Giant's Causeway, the rope bridge, and Rathlin Island.
Rathlin Island. Okay. Closer to home. Who did you meet?
I met Noel.
WGPO, but it has a bit of status and background and history.
Do you go there often?
I used to when I lived in town, but now that I live outside town, I don't. Not that often.
You're not far from it today. You might wander in.
I've no real business. I don't even want a stamp. Michael Guiney's is a favourite.
So if you had to choose between Michael Guiney's and the GPO?
I would be the GPO. I have a bit more history about it.
It has to be the GPO. I love Noel.
They're all within stone's throw from the portal on North Earl Street. So if you do go to see the portal, you can go and see Michael Guiney's and the GPO as well. And you can go and see the attraction that Harlan liked as well. He was the next person I spoke to.
The spoil.
Why?
Because you can see it from your school.
Do you peer out the window looking at it all day?
Not really, because when going down the stairs, you can see it from the stairs. It's just very high. I can't really explain how tall it is, because it'd be imagine building that.
Imagine how long it would have taken.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of heights?
No.
Oh, you're brave, not like me.
I'm not afraid of them.
I love Harlan as well. Imagine building that tonight.
Yeah. Imagine. And I'm full of information about the dimensions today, but 120 metres, I think the spire is.
Yes.
It's a good pub question, pub quiz question.
The Portal Loo, says Ken. Right.
Could catch on.
The Emerald Eye. The Emerald Eye. See, because
that's a nice one.
That's a nice one because it is circular. It does look like an eye.
Yeah.
What were the dimensions again? What did you say? How many meters by how many meters?
It's, well, 3.4 meters
by 3.4 meters because it's a circle.
By 3.4, and then 2 meters deep, and it sits on the plinth as well.
Sits on a plinth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine just like a laptop computer that the camera is embedded in the top of it. Is it? Well, you'll see that.
Yeah, within the glass, I believe.
Within the glass, okay.
So no blackguard can go near it.
Oh, this is exciting. So 4:15.
Wish me luck. Hopefully everything goes according to plan.
Good. Thanks, Sinead.
Bye.
If I can make it there, I'm going to make it anywhere. It's up to you. What an introduction. Sinead the Unicorn. Because you're going to be linking up in New York very shortly. What's going on now?
Very shortly. So it's 13 minutes past four. And the timeline, well, in about 2 minutes' time, we're going to be linking up to New York. I'm here standing next to the portal. I did tell you earlier that there was blue tarp all around it. It has been unveiled. It is looking beautiful. What a structure. The Lord Mayor, Dáithí Dhróiste, is, I can see him. He's got his beautiful chain on and a sign that says, Fáil to go dtí Balla Ó Cliath. He'll be cutting the ribbon officially in the next minute or two. There are cameras around here. The Liberties majorettes are on standby. They're about to do a dance. And I've got people from portal.org, the group who have designed, come up with the concept and constructed the portal here. But I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm looking at now. There's a blue ribbon in front of the portal being held up. Dáithí Dhróiste has a scissors in his hand and he is about to cut it. And I'd say that there will be a countdown in a few seconds' time. He's shouting out to the crowd, Fáil to go Balla Ó Cliath on the sign. I think he has a Dublin hoodie on as well. He's really representing today. Lots of people gathered around, not just those who are involved in this project, but lots of children as well, local people. There are barriers up. We're within the barriers on the
and
other
can
side.
Can you see the shot from New York yet, Sinead?
Not yet. No, that's covered at the moment.
Oh, it's covered. That part of it's covered. The screen is covered. And it's set into stone, is it?
It's set into concrete.
Okay.
And there's steel and glass on the screen itself, so it's protected should anybody be coming along and wanting to deface it or anything.
Yes.
It is well protected. And I can see up at the top there are two little holes. Oh, 60 seconds I just heard. The MC say.
This is exciting,
so they are
bang
on time. It's 14 minutes past. So
well, they have to be on
they're
time.
Right up to the wire. That's exactly it, because you have to think, oh, hang on. Oh no, I thought they were about to start. You have to think that over in New York as well, they're coordinating, so it has to be at the exact same time. And
so it's 11:15 in New York, 11:15 in the morning.
11:15 in the morning, and we will be talking to AD Darcy. I don't think she's any relation of yours, but she's over by the Flatiron building, and her mother, Derry Flood, is here, and we'll be talking to her in a minute or two. She'll be seeing her daughter live in New York. Oh, 4, 3, 2, 1
That sounded very exciting.
Well,
can you see New
I
York?
Tell you, not just yet. The screen has a green light on it at the moment, but hang on, it's changing. Woohoo! We are looking at an image of New York City. People are holding up signs, welcome from New York, we love Dublin. A crowd has gathered there on 23rd Street and 5th Avenue. I don't think I could count all the people, I'd say that there are about 30 or 40 or so. We can see the yellow traffic lights. Oh, it's looking beautiful.
Yeah.
And lots of signs being held up. But I have Nicholas Klaus by my side here. He works for portals.org and he has come up with the whole idea, the construction and the concept of this himself and his team, who work together on this project and many other portal projects as well.
Nicholas, good afternoon.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations. It works. It works, Nicholas.
Yeah, it does. It's a lot of work has gone into it, and a big team has been behind this. And looking at the stream now, it's really great.
Yeah, will you explain the origins of this project?
Yeah, of course. So the Portals project was conceived by Lithuanian entrepreneur and artist Benediktas Gulis, who is a part of our team. The first two portals were built in Lithuania and Poland. New York and Dublin are now the next two portals that are joining what is going to be a global network of portal sculptures. Each portal provides a 24/7 live stream. So effectively, you're having a window between faraway locations that's inviting people to meet above borders and differences.
And do you record the live stream?
There is no recording at all, so we are not storing anything. It's a pure live stream. It's like a window between locations.
And why not record it?
It's supposed to be a window. We look at it as an artwork, and the whole concept is really just to provide an unfiltered live stream where people can meet as they are, as human beings.
Will you try? I was trying to put words on this because it is very exciting, and I was saying that people go, well, why don't you just ring them? We have video phones now, FaceTime, all that sort of thing. Why is this thing so exciting? Why do you think it appeals to people, Nicholas?
I think everyone has a lot of screens in their pocket. We're constantly surrounded by screens. But I think what's fascinating about, what's magical about the portals is that they're not perceived as screens. People look at them much more like a window. We're not adding anything to the screen, and it's really just a pure experience that is focusing on people having meetings and learning, getting to know other people that they would have never met otherwise in their lifetime.
Yes. Have any relationships resulted from the Lithuania-Poland portals?
Yeah, in fact, there have been many amazing stories of people meeting and or known relationships finding together and new relationships being built.
Yeah.
But I think it's also a lot about those little moments. If you walk by a portal and you have just a smile or a wave, and I think you get the sense of connection to other people and to humanity.
So, Nicholas, now North Earl Street in Dublin is connected with 23rd Street, Fifth Avenue and 23rd Street. That's next to the famed Flatiron Building. And the shot that the people in New York will see is back across O'Connell Street with the spire in the foreground and the GPO in the background. So very much Dublin city. And it's live now. And is this going on indefinitely, Nicholas?
So we have the portal here in Dublin and in New York for an initial 6 months. So it's a pilot project, and afterwards we're in touch with partners in both cities, and there is the option to extend it.
Okay, Nicholas, thanks and congratulations again. I believe there's hip hop dancing going on both in Dublin and in New York. It's sort of a meeting of, it's not exactly a dance-off, but it's a meeting of the hip-hop culture across the Atlantic Ocean. Sinead, you're back with us.
Again with you here.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a little indication as to what's happening at the moment.
Yes.
The Liberty's majorettes are out dancing, and they're not the only people who are dancing, because there are people in New York on screen that we can see, and it's a little bit of hip-hop dancing that's going on. And I'm making my way over to a lady by the name of Derry Blood. And Derry is here today for this special occasion. She has a daughter who's based in New York.
Yeah.
And she'll be seeing her shortly on the big screen. And she's by my side here now.
Hi, Derry.
Hello, Ray.
Hi, good to talk to you. It's mad down there, and it sounds very exciting. So I believe you're an engineer, so you can appreciate the work that's gone into this portal.
Yeah, that's right. I'm an engineer working in Dublin City Council for the last 28 years, and my daughter's a graduate engineer over in New York.
Right. You, will you move, just move away from the hip hop boys there for just so we can.
Yeah, it's very loud.
Oh, there it is.
The majorettes have just finished their dance. Perfect timing for live radio.
Yeah, yes.
And they were amazing. So Derry is by my side now.
Now Derry, this is brilliant because you're going to hook up with your daughter Adie, who's in New York.
Yes.
Can you see her?
Ah, yes, I can see her. Right.
And we have Adie on the line. Hello, Adie.
Hi,
Adie. Yeah,
can you see my sign, Adie?
No, you're not.
So, Adie, you can talk to your mum there through the magic of radio.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Thanks for radio.
Lovely to see you, Adie. It's a big buzz here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a big crowd here as well. Like, everyone's loving it.
Yeah, so what are people saying in New York, Adie?
What are people saying?
Yeah.
Well,
I know all my friends, all the Irish people have been really excited.
Yeah.
Just because the novelty of seeing home from abroad is great. Everyone misses home.
And how like it's a big image and one that you'd be very familiar with, of course, O'Connell Street, the Spire.
Yeah, O'Connell Street, the Spire. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, yeah.
Does your mum look good on the big screen?
She looks great.
Can you see yourself coming back every so often and arranging to see people?
I definitely can. We were talking about that, me and my friends, that we're going to like do little fun dates.
Yeah.
You know, organize to see people.
Yeah, I'm trying to get words to describe it, but it is more than just ringing somebody on FaceTime, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because you're seeing like the whole background and everything, and it's like they're seeing New York.
Yeah. And you have
and it's
to
make novelty, yeah.
You have to make it's like meeting them because you have to go outside your apartment or wherever you live, make your way to the Flatiron Building. They have to come into town, go to North Errol Street. So it's an event. It's an event.
Destination.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say to your mum, Adie?
Just that I miss her and I love her.
Just if both of you hold out your hands there as if you're going in for a hug. That'd be lovely. There you go.
How would we do that? We're holding signs and phones. How are we going to do that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, this is the beginning of it. There'll be lots more of these interactions.
The real listen, Sinead, thanks for bringing the excitement there to us. That's the portal, which only opened there 9 minutes ago between New York and Dublin, and it's there for the next 6 months, and hopefully for a lot longer. And you're welcome. It's there 24/7. Any time of the day or night, you can go in there and arrange to wave at somebody who's in New York. Gramagat Sinead, Derry, thanks so much. Adie, thank you. Thank you. Slán, thanks, Nicholas, as well. That was great.